您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Recently, a series of commercials sponsored by jeweler iDo has caused unexpected backlash from the public. The most conspicuous and controversial one has this ending slogan, "She sacrificed her dream for yours." It depicts women in marriage constantly making sacrifices for men and the family. Why has it jangled the nerves of people?
某珠宝品牌拍摄的一系列广告大片有一种幸福叫付出，引发了一场价值观大战。在三个短片中可以分别看到婚姻中的女性为了家庭和老公放弃了自己的梦想，奉献了青春岁月和为生儿育女留下了身体上的伤疤，以此来歌颂女性的伟大。你觉得这样的广告是在赞美女性的付出，还是一种直男癌晚期症状？
So guys,I'm sure you've both checked out this commercial. What was your reaction after seeing it?
I can't understand how many women are overreacting to them.
Women and overreacting put aside. Lai Ming, what did you feel at the time? It's normal.
I feel disgusted.
Okay, you felt disgusted. But okay, what about you, Michael?
I felt they were very outdated. They were playing to a very outdated ideal of family life in which the women are traditionally, you know, subservient to the men, and maybe, you know, it's the man having all these expensive ideas and hobbies and grand designs for family life, and the women just has to sort of go along with it. So I think it would be a very brave...advertising agency in the UK to come up with this sort of idea. I don't think this would run on UK media at all.
Okay, so in this most conspicuous clip, what did it show, guys?
Well, there are three videos. One shows the saggy, scarred belly of a woman after pregnancy and childbirth. And one shows a woman giving up her own dreams to take care of the family just so her husband can focus on his career.And one shows middle-aged couples staring at pictures of their wives when they were younger.
Okay, can I please just single out one of them and tell you what it actually showed? That is the middle one that Lai Ming has just quoted. It's basically two young high school...young kids, you know, and then they're probably a couple and they're on campus and talking about the future, I suppose. And then the guy was asking the girl, what's your view on your future? And then before she could answer, he quickly jumped in and said, my dream is I will work in an investment bank and...basically 20-year plan, and he will marry her, he will do this and that, and blah, blah, blah. It's all about him. And while he's doing this narrative, what's shown in the clip is this girl, of course, growing into a woman, having kids, working at home like a dog, as a maid, doing all kinds of stuff, basically acting as a full support system for the man. And then...almost the end of the clip, the girl finally has a chance to say what her dream is, and she just says, I want to be a dancer. And then, blackout, you see this one line. That is, she sacrificed her dream for yours. And then, I wonder what couples will feel after watching that and go decide on what wedding ring they want to get.
I think I can understand why both men and women are upset with this advert. I mean, I can understand from the female point of view, you know, this advert plays to what I said earlier was an outdated view of family life, that women are supposed to be, you know, subservient and work at home, and maybe it's the man that goes out and, you know, has a job.And is the breadwinner, essentially, and that women have to make these sacrifices. But I think it also plays on that, the idea of guilt. You know, it's essentially, the main aim is it's trying to guilt men into buying jewelry or buying expensive gifts for their wives or girlfriends or fiancés or whoever, with the notion that they're going to be making all these sacrifices for you, so you should buy nice things for them.
But if you think about it, it's the 21st century. A woman doesn't necessarily have to make all kinds of sacrifices in order to have a happy marriage or happy life.
No, exactly. Well,
Thank you for bringing me back to reality, because I was so captivated by this commercial, and it felt like there is only one way and the other. One is complete sacrifice, and then you get the ring and you get a husband. And the other is no sacrifice, pursue your dream as a dancer, and none of that ring or husband is in the picture for you to consider. And that is completely outdated, and how can that doesn't even reflect a fraction of what we face today.
Mm.
Lai Ming,
I can understand how you're disgusted.
Well, I wouldn't use the disgusted word.
I was.
But certainly, I think it deserves a good discussion. And do you think it's kind of promoting flawed values?
I think it's promoting an outdated ideal, I think. You know, there's more than one way of living your life nowadays, in whatever shape or form you like to do. And adverts like this really don't help push that message. You know, it's pushing a very traditional message that, you know, as we've said, is in many ways outdated. And it reminds me, actually, of an advert that I saw also in China a couple of years or so ago, it was a dating app or a dating website, I think. And it was featuring, it was this girl, and she's just graduated from university, and then her grandmother comes up to her and says, "Are you married yet?" And then, you know, it's every sort of interval in her life, she's got a successful job, she's got a nice house, and every time her grandmother comes up to her with this refrain, "Are you married yet?"
Mm-hmm.
And then she has this thought to herself where she thinks, "I can't just put this off, you know, just to please myself. I must please my family, I must get married." And then the last scene is the grandmother, you know, on her deathbed, basically, and then the young woman comes back in her bridal outfit and then says, "Finally, I got married." And, you know, this was trying to guilt young women into getting married, you know, to please their family, to please their parents and grandparents, rather than doing it for the right reasons, doing it out of love and everything like that. And I thought, you know, these two adverts are quite similar in that they're really sort of guilting you into doing what they want you to do.
But I doubt these adverts will have a negative impact on people's way of thinking now, because What is an ad compared to outdated thinking that has persisted for thousands of years on this planet? If the outdated thinking isn't strong enough to resist the recent and positive changes in how people look at gender equality, then some simple ads wouldn't do much damage either.
Well, maybe positive changes in gender equality haven't quite permeated the advertising industry in China yet, Lai Ming.
No, I think those advertisements are just some representation of what's going on in people's mind. That shows that some people still believe in the outdated way of living.
Hmm.
Well, yes, some people might still believe in this. And just to revisit one point Michael said earlier about this promoting certain traditional fossilized values of gender roles, fine. And I think today, those people, including feminists, who are standing up against this kind of advertisement, is not saying that girls don't do this at all. It's more like you have the choice if you want to be a housewife and go into a marriage like this and work as a dog for your husband. If that's what you want,
if that's what you enjoy,
fine. But it's you making that choice, and no one should be guiltily pushed into that, or this is the part that I'm worried about. Okay, I tend to worry a bit too much sometimes. What is this going to do to, let's say, teenage girls or like 12, 13-year-old girls that are looking at the TV and thinking about their future? And what kind of message does this send out? Although it's just one advertisement, although, like you guys said, it might be reflecting certain people's view, but this is public TV, and shouldn't it be looking at captivating a wider audience? And
well, it depends on which way you look at it, and it depends on the company's aims. I mean, we're talking about it now, which suggests that it's created a great deal of controversy, and they might come from it, they might look at it from the point of view that any publicity is good publicity, in which case I think this advert has done a very good job. However, it remains to be seen, you know, if this is going to have any real effect. After all, an advert is what you put out to try to drum up business for your brand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, you know, maybe this is going to cause, you know, greater social ripples, if you like, if maybe people are going to maybe look at boycotting this particular company, in which case it's going to have done more harm than good.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't exaggerate on this inference. I mean, lots of enthusiastic feminist movement leaders, they perhaps used to be some teenager girls growing up in a very paternalistic family. I don't think that a simple app could have such negative impact on teenage girls. I don't think so.
I think one particular might not have a great impact, but if you look at what influences us, what molds us, and subconsciously changes us, it's everywhere. And this is one of those examples. That's at least my point of view. And just look at the concept of a diamond engagement ring itself. It is being made up, and now everybody's buying it. It was like in the 1939, I think, after World War II, diamond prices were falling, and, you know, the diamond cartel, De Beers, decided that we need to sell more diamonds. Let's make up this idea that diamond is the must-have precious stone for engagements. And there was a very aggressive advertising campaign following that, and up to, I think it was actually a decade later, that famous slogan, "A diamond is forever," was created. And look at us now. Today in China, a lot of people think that having that diamond ring for marriage is a must-have.
But that's just simply consumer behavior. It doesn't represent how people look at the gender equality issue.
That's partially consumer behavior, but also it changes the way you think.
If we're talking about the wider issue of gender equality, I actually think that like marriage and weddings themselves are inherently quite misogynistic.
Good job.
Yeah, well, I'm serious. I mean, like, you have, well, in the traditional sort of Western marriage, you know, you have the father giving away the bride to the groom, essentially.
Yeah.
And then when you have the ceremony, the bride is just supposed to stay silent and not, well, I mean, when you have the reception afterwards, the bride is supposed to stay silent. You know, there's a speech by the father of the bride, there's a speech by the groom, there's a speech by the groom's best man, there's a speech by the bride's maid of honor, but the bride is supposed to remain silent in all this. And, you know, I think, well, I've been to quite a few weddings in the last few years, and I see this changing. You know, quite a few brides actually like to have their own say, because, you know, it's their wedding, it's their special day. And I don't understand, well, I think it's a bit of a shame that so much of this ceremony still is centered around what seems to be an inherently misogynistic concept.
Okay, what do you think, Lemmy?
I think we've come a long way in terms of how we look at this gender equality issue, and we certainly made a lot of progress. And for a progress that size to be made in a society after thousands of years of paternalistic influence in the society, there's got to be some underlying social economic changes going on there. So as long as people, especially female people, they continue to enjoy better opportunities in the society, I think that equality issue is going to make even more progress.
Yes, that's what we want to see, but that's not what we're seeing. And when you see this kind of commercial, it's just a little bit discouraging, I think.
I think not just in terms of gender equality, but in many aspects of social life today, I think some people are too hung up on the ideas of tradition and that things have to be done a certain way because that's the way they've always been done. I think some people aren't quick enough to embrace the fact that actually there's been a bit of a change in the air and that in many ways society has moved on. And, you know, with adverts like this, it just makes it that much more difficult to introduce those ideas that change is not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, and I think these companies want to capture change, but maybe because they're trying to sell a ring to a newlywed, and then they decided to revisit some of these older ideas in some way, but it's not really doing a great job. It's not really appealing to men or women in that sense, because like you guys said, guys feel sort of guilt-trapped, emotional blackmail out of this. And then ultimately, isn't it about the girl is going to accept the ring, so shouldn't this be appealing to women? Because although it's the guy's buying the ring, but the guy's trying to please the woman, right? And then the woman is completely disgusted by it.
But that suggests that the only way to please a woman is to buy her a ring. That commodifies a relationship, and that I think is, you know, another area that people should increasingly move away from.
Commodifying is one thing, but when this gesture has been considered as sort of a routine, sort of just like having the wedding and you have an engagement ring, and then I don't know how much the price is relevant here, but now it certainly seems to be a fixture.
Come on, rings or not, they are just forms. Can't you live with the fact that maybe women's ideas don't necessarily mean that much in terms in front of the maybe commercial producers? Can't you live with the fact that maybe some men still wishes to remain happily married or just simply married? And that's the simple motivation for them to do something good for their wife. It doesn't necessarily have to be something the wife wants. Maybe that's just something the husband wants the wife to have.
Who said romance was dead, Lai Ming?
Oh, gosh. Okay, it's a cold day, but my heart is even colder right now. Yes, I see where you're coming from,
but that's just ads simply targeting at male consumers.
Okay, well, we obviously disagree here. And in a relationship and in a marriage, it always takes two to make a relationship. If you neglect what she thinks, I doubt you'll be that happy.